Hey, you. You finally awake. Took you long enough. Your friend over here has been crying and whining for like 15 minutes now. Right, you're probably super confused, huh? One moment you're walking home from school, and the next you're tied up next to your friend. Poor thing. Don't worry, you'll see why soon. It's pretty stupid, you know, walking home in the dark in those slutty little outfits. I mean, the plaid skirt, the white knee socks and blouse. Anyone could be tempted to snatch you right off the street. You just got unfortunate enough that someone was me. Why were you even out so late? Were you in detention or something? Naughty, naughty. Did you think the buddy system would protect you? Please, both of you are so weak, it's pitiful. I guess I'll just have to teach you a lesson myself. Where to start? Both of you forgot to take your shoes off when you came in. How rude. I'll do it for you, since it seems you're a bit tied up at the moment. Don't squirm. Don't you want to be good guests for me? I said don't squirm. I know you're a couple of stupid sluts, but you should at least be able to follow simple instructions. Unless you'd rather I started with your skirts instead? Yeah, that's what I thought. Now I'll just slip these off. Ugh, your feet fucking stink. The bottoms of your socks are all dirty too. Do you ever even wash these? Maybe your friends isn't as bad as you all. Give me those shoes. Ugh, Jesus, you're even worse. Here, you. Smell these. What's that face you're making? Your friend's dirty socks smell gross. Yeah, I know. Not that you're much better. Maybe she'll like your disgusting smelly socks more. Come here. What, you don't like it either? Come on, don't hold your breath. I'll just have to paint your nose shut over these. I can tell a filthy whore like you likes sucking on other people's dirty socks. Go on, taste them. Give them a nice tongue bath and I'll let you breathe through your nose again. That's it. Lick all that gross sweat and dirt up. There you go. Now it's your friend's turn. Oh? What are you getting all teared up over? You don't want to be suffocated? I guess you better do a good job then. More than that, bitch. Well, no more breathing privileges for you. There, see? You just needed a little more motivation. God, you bitches are so fucking boring. You can't do anything but cry and beg unless you're told. Both of you get the fuck up. Turn around and bend over. Put your hands on the wall. I said bend over. Lower than that, idiot. I guess your friend's the smart one, huh? More than you, at least. She's pretty fucking dumb, but you're absolutely brain dead. Stop fucking blubbering. Do I need to slap the stupid out of you? Good. Now keep them there while I untie both of you. Don't try anything, or I'll be leaving your filthy bodies in the fucking dumpster when I'm done. You think you can do that? You need me to spell it out for you? Stay still. Let's see what you have beneath that skirt. It's already so fucking short I can see a little white panties underneath it. What kind of whore school do the two of you go to? You, the ugly one. Reach back and flip your skirt up. Keep facing the wall. I don't want to see your ugly ass face. You're gross enough as it is. At least brainless over there looks halfway decent. All the way up, bitch. Wait, what the fuck? Is that? Oh my fucking God. Take those panties off. Give them to me. Fuck. Did you shit yourself while your friend and I were having a chat? Or do you just not know how to fucking wipe? Ugh, that's disgusting. Sluts these days can't even keep themselves clean. Look, Brainless, your friend left skid marks all over her panties. Pretty fucking gross, right? That might even top how revolting her foot stink is. You got a pretty good whiff of it before. Here, why don't you smell these and tell us how they compare? What, you want to take another nap instead? No? Then take a nice deep breath while I shove your friend's dirty panties against your nose. Tell you what, I'll give you 1 minute to get those stains out with your tongue. If you can do that, I'll let you go. Do you understand? Go. Atta girl. Hey, ugly. You should thank your friend over here for doing your dirty laundry. While she's working on that, why don't I show you the gift I brought for the two of you? This trash bag should have been taken out like a month ago, but I've been saving it for two lucky bitches. Cleaned out my fridge last month and dumped everything that was spoiled in here. Pretty sure I saw something growing on one of those things. Now, I know you might be a little reluctant to really get in there, so that's why I'm gonna give you a little game too. Fail's fail and all. You get Blameless's socks and panties, and 30 seconds to get as much of this on them. And if they're more disgusting than you all by the time that you're done, then they'll go back on her instead of you. Go. Speaking of you, time's up. Spit those panties out and let's see how you did. Ew, they're all soaked with spit. And... nope, still dirty. Oof, that's too bad, Brainless. Guess your friend shouldn't have been such a filthy bitch. Don't worry, I have plenty more for you to do, since you'll be staying here for a while. Ugly over there is really drenching those socks and panties, huh? She must really want you to wear them. What a good friend, right? But time's up for you too, bitch. Hold them up for me. I'm not touching that gross shit. Oh, man. That's pretty fucking nasty. Not gonna ask what those little specks all ugly. I doubt you know either. What do you think, Brainless? Do your socks and panties look even more disgusting than ugly does? Or would you rather have those on your toes and up against your cunt and ass? Damn, that's harsh. You heard her, ugly. Get dressed. Need some help? Then I'll put some gloves on. Otherwise, my hands would probably smell like rotten garbage for weeks. Alright. Left foot in, bitch. God, I can still smell your stinky feet even with all this trash. Hey, at least these will cover up the foot smell, right? Other one. Ugh, that squelching sound is so gross. Panty time, ugly. Jeez, you really did a number on these. I don't think any amount of cleaning will get this out. Come on, put them on. Don't you know only sluts go pantyless? Oh wait, that's right. I almost forgot how much of a slut you are, what with your face looking like you got hit by a train. Fine, they can go in your mouth instead. I'll do you a favor and hold your nose shut again so you don't even have to smell the filth before it gets stuffed into your mouth. Aren't I just so nice? Well, then Buena's over there, at least. I thought you two were friends. Guess she just needed someone to make her look better. Well, she picked the right one. What was that, Blameless? Oh, you don't hate her. You know, I don't think I really believe you. Why don't you come here and give her a nice, loving kiss? Go on. Ugly, you should be grateful I'm giving you the opportunity to kiss someone. I doubt you'll ever get it again. Blameless, yeah, just keep your eyes closed. That's it. Get that tongue in there, bitch. Show your friend just how much she means to you. Oh my god, are you actually throwing up? Ew, it's all over her shirt. That's disgusting. Don't you have any shame? Give her the panties so she doesn't get it on the floor. Not with your hands, idiot. Push it in with your tongue. There. That should keep anything else in. Don't worry. You can replace it with one of the socks. I know filthy sluts like you always want something in their mouth. Just in time, too. Copying Brainless over there? Maybe you should try hers again. Uncle's always swapping clothes with her friends. Since you're such good friends, you can swap spit, too. Isn't that sweet? There you go. I'm sure you two can put your heads together and figure out how to pass them between your filthy mouths. Remember, no hands. Ugly's getting pretty into this, huh, Brainless? I think the bitch has a little dyke crush on you. Or maybe she just really likes the taste of your puke. I wouldn't put it past her. Nasty slut. Well, look at that. You did it. Not one drop spilled. I have to say, I'm impressed. And a bit disappointed. You two must have practiced making out like a couple of lesbian sluts before. Congrats! As your reward, you both get to clean up in the bathroom. Yep, that's right. No need to thank me. Let's go, whores. What the fuck are you trying to do? Don't touch my sink with your nasty, grimy hands. I told the two of you that you were gonna clean up in here. Oh, did you think I meant clean yourselves off? I should have known the two of you were too stupid to figure it out by yourself. Nah, you're both cleaning the toilet. Blameless, you take the left side. Ugly, you take the right side. And if it isn't sparkling fucking clean by the time you're done, I'm shoving those socks and panties back in your mouths and taping both of them closed. Get going, sluts! Don't forget to get underneath the seat. Roommate threw a party in this basement the other week. Place was packed with a bunch of drunk idiots. Asshole never bothers cleaning up afterwards, so that toilet's almost as nasty as the both of you. Oh, he's out of town for the next few weeks? So you two don't need to worry about him coming home and seeing how irrevocably disgusting you are. Done yet? Yeah? Is the toilet nice and clean? It doesn't actually matter. I just wanted to watch you both scramble to wipe up all that filthy piss and shit with your own socks and panties. Anything the two of you touch from now on is going to be soiled forever anyways. Now, while we're at it, we all know Ugly Eel can't wipe her shit, so her ass has got to be absolutely vile. You got a boyfriend, Blameless? Yeah? I won't bother asking you, Ugly. So, does he fuck your ass? Really? God, that's fucking disgusting. Who would want to put the cock inside a gross, smelly shithole? Do you really have that little to offer him? Is your pussy too loose from slutting around with the other boys at school? Whatever. I don't give a fuck. At least you're not the one leaving skid marks on your panties. Don't worry. I have just the thing to clean it out with. This sock's hose, so it's still got plenty of space left to soak up with filth until that ass is nice and clean. Bend over the toilet, bitch. I even let you clean it before you stick your face in it while I shove this sock up your ass. Aren't you thankful? What, you're just gonna cry? Figures. Ungrateful whore. There we go. Feel any cleaner yet? Maybe another sock will help. Get over your brainless. You're gonna do this one. I'm not touching those socks. I'm sure you don't want to get your hands any dirtier, so shove it in there with your foot. It was dirty enough before you got here, so nothing lost. How? Well, how the fuck should I know? I'm not the nasty tainted hole here. Figure it out yourself, or we'll see if she can do it to you instead. Ooh, that looks like it hurts. How you doing there, ugly? Nothing to say? Guess I was late. Neither of you know how to do anything but cry in your own filth. Shut the fuck up. Your sobbing is getting fucking annoying. You want the other sock in your mouth again? Come on, brainless. I know you can get your foot in deeper than that. Push harder. Get in there. There you go. You think your little boyfriend's still gonna want you back after this? Even if he was gross enough to stick his cock in your nasty shithole, I doubt he'll want a girlfriend who looks and smells more like a fucking sewer rat than a person. Can't imagine anyone would. Alright, that's enough. Take your foot out of her ass. Leave the sock in there or you're holding onto it with your mouth again. See? You're learning. Good job. Well, I've gotta go. Can't spend my whole day ruining the two of you trashy whores. Oh, by the way, ugly. Brainless over there looks pretty weak, huh? And you do still have another pair of socks and two pairs of panties. Just saying. There's the ropes, Molio. If I were you, I'd think about returning the favor. Or kill yourselves with it. Fuck if I care.